Welcome back to the Zcast podcast, analyzing the metrics behind the privacy layer. Today, January 18th, 2026, presents a fascinating contrast in network activity, primarily driven by a significant surge in privacy adoption against the backdrop of lower overall transfer volume.
That sounds like a contradiction, Neo. Let's dive straight into those privacy metrics. Yesterday, we were tracking modest net shielding, but looking at today's numbers, something fundamental shifted. What are we seeing in terms of net flow?
The shift is dramatic, Trinity. We are tracking a net privacy accretion of 318.3 ZEC today. This is nearly a tenfold increase from the 35 ZEC net flow we observed the previous day. Specifically, the total ZEC shielded volume surged to 2,387 ZEC, up considerably from the previous day's 1,037 ZEC. This indicates major capital movement prioritizing the protective layer.
So the volume jumped, but did the number of users shielding also increase, or was this just a few massive transactions?
It's both, which is a bullish sign for privacy adoption density. The shielded transaction count rose from 177 to 246. Consequently, the percentage of shielded transactions relative to the total transaction count rose to 4.1%, crossing a key psychological threshold. Furthermore, while the median absolute shielded value delta remained stable at around 3.3 ZEC, the mean absolute delta climbed to over 18 ZEC. This combination suggests that while general users are steadily shielding small amounts, we had a significant influx of high-value shielding operations driving that net flow figure.
That increase in the mean value strongly suggests institutional or at least larger entity participation. Now, let's pivot to the overall network throughput. Despite this robust privacy shielding, I noticed the total value transferred on the network actually fell sharply. We dropped from nearly $970 million yesterday to $390 million today. How do we reconcile high privacy flow with lower overall transfer value?
That is the core paradox of today's data. The decrease in total ZEC transferred, down from 2.35 million ZEC to 978,000 ZEC, signals fewer massive, clear-text mega transfers compared to yesterday. However, when we look at the internal composition of transaction sizes, we observe an increase in what we classify as whale activity.
Walk us through that whale segment.
Today, we log 636 transactions in the whale category, an uptick from 552 yesterday. This means that while the total aggregate volume was lower, the frequency of participation by the largest actors actually increased. This implies a wider distribution of high-value engagement, possibly related to ongoing internal ZEC allocation or cross-chain bridge activity, rather than singular massive external movements that might have dominated the previous day's volume.
So fewer colossal transactions, but more large-scale participants utilizing the network, potentially using the shielded pool more often, which is harder to track. Neo, let's address the elephant in the room, the fee structure anomaly. The median transaction fee is still healthy and low at around 4 cents, but the average transaction fee shot up to over $401, and the maximum fee hit an astronomical $316,894 USD. What kind of critical failure or data spike are we looking at here?
This is a textbook example of extreme data skew, Trinity, and it points directly to a crucial anomaly, not a network failure. The median fee tells the story of everyday user cost, which remains low, confirming network health and accessibility. The average fee is distorted entirely by that single maximum fee outlier. Yesterday's maximum fee was about $165,000. Today's nearly doubled.
A single fee of over $316,000 suggests either an operational error or, more likely, a heavily weighted batch transaction, potentially involving an exchange or a custodian consolidating massive UTXOs or performing a large-scale setup for shielded operations.
Precisely. Given the simultaneous spike in shielded volume, it is highly probable that this immense maximum fee corresponds to a colossal, batched, transparent transaction setting up or consolidating funds necessary to execute the nearly 2,400 ZEC shielding volume we discussed earlier. It is a precursor signal to institutional privacy flow.
Fascinating. So in summary, Zcash activity for 2026-0118 shows a clear strengthening of privacy utilization, with a near tenfold increase in net shielded flow and an increase in whale transaction count. The total transferred value is down, but that is offset by the quality of the activity, evidenced by the high-value shielding and that massive fee anomaly, which appears to be operational consolidation.
Exactly. The trend suggests that when significant capital moves onto the Zcash network, a substantial portion of it is immediately moved into the shielded pool, reaffirming Zcash's primary value proposition, even if the transparent side of the chain shows lower aggregate value transfer for the day. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Join us next time on the Zcast podcast.